Blog Talk Radio.
How you doing tonight?
Awesomeness! I'm doing really good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great myself. I'm just, you know, a little bit excited tonight because this is our first interview on the couch.
That's true. We have a patient. We have someone to lie down on the couch while we analyze them. Poor devil.
Absolutely. I'm excited. I mean, I just can't wait, actually. I was tapping away all day.
Why are you
day,
so excited?
Like,
yeah. What's got your panties in a bunch? Why are you so excited? Tell me why.
I'm so excited because you get to learn something from someone new. That's why I'm excited. Every single time you get to, you know, interview someone or you get the feedback from, you know, our supporters and stuff like that, you get to, you know, see what people are thinking and where they're coming from. And, you know, that changes the dynamics and it helps you grow as a person. So I'm always excited to talk to everybody.
Oh, see, you're just so diplomatic and sweet. Diplomatic. Okay, that's a cross between diplomatic and romantic. That was good. Although
that was
you can
beautiful.
Be romantic and diplomatic. I don't know. I have to see.
Absolutely.
Altitude!
So,
yes,
Altitude is in the house. I was wondering how many people from the last segment went out and bought those little decorative things for the vajayjay area.
The bedazzles!
We wanted a bedazzle
update, and we're not going to get one, I guess.
Oh, man.
We can still take calls.
Definitely.
Oh, are you kidding? What's the phone number?
It's 818-495-6975. So if anyone has, you know, purchased one or in the process of purchasing one, we want to hear about it. What did you get?
If you have a bedazzled vagina, we want to know. Do tell, because we want to know what it's like to have a vajazzled vagina.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, so even if you guys want to dial in and talk to our guest of the hour, you know, Miss Jane Marie, you guys can also dial in at 818-495-6975.
That's right. So, if you're a fan of Jane Marie, we want to hear from you because she wants to hear from you. So if you're loving the Jane, give us a call and you can tell her yourself.
Exactly. How would that feel? And she's amazingly beautiful.
You get to talk to your favorite porn star. Come on now.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't get any
imagine,
better than that.
Imagine. The only thing you can't do is set up dates with your favorite porn star, but you get to talk to them. I don't think that's allowed.
Well, they can set up a date, you know, between themselves on Twitter or
that's
something.
True, too. That's true.
Much
I
as
guess.
I would love to do matchmaking for you guys, because I do love doing that. No, we
really?
Will. Oh, it's fun.
Okay, so now that brings on another thing. Like, if anyone is single and looking,
yeah, but I don't,
bring
I don't
it to
have
the couch.
A running business doing it, so I don't have, like, a stable of bitches. So I can, you know, I'm just saying I like doing it. It's fun.
Oh, man, I love that. Well, maybe by the next show we'll have a stable, you know, or something. I don't know.
I love helping people with their dating problems. I have been helping so many people with dating for so many years. And I just, it's horrible out there. It really is. There's a lot of crack-ass crazy people out there. I'm telling you.
It really, really is.
I don't know how you can stand it.
Exactly. But that's also a good, you know, thing that we can implement on the couch. So if anyone is looking for someone and needs some advice from Dr. Sue or needs some help
or
some ideas.
Or if you're in a relationship and you can't figure out what the hell is going on, talk to me. Especially when it comes to women. Like, if you're in a relationship and the bitch be acting cray, there's probably a reason why, and I can probably figure it out. But, you know, it's because you're not speaking, you know, you're not speaking crazy bitch, and not a lot of people do. So, but being a crazy bitch myself, I can help interpret.
Exactly, but what are some of those telltale signs? While we waited for Jay Marie, if you're on the line, press 1 to let Dr. Sue and I know that you're, you know, in position and ready to be talked to. Other than that, we're just going
to
keep going with the show.
What
are some of the
things? Now, let me tell you why this is happening, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Tristan, who runs So Seductive PR, has been telling them that we call them.
Mm.
She doesn't know this, so tweet her. And tell her she needs to call us. They
okay,
because
that is...
Because that happened to me, too. Ava, the other night, thought we were supposed to call her. And
oh.
It was the other way around, right? And she didn't know that. So there's a miscommunication in there. We need to discuss this with Tristan.
Oh, definitely. And in addition to that, I actually spoke to Jane Marie a little bit prior to the show and, you know, to let her know to give us a call. But I'll tweet it right now just for the sake of argument.
Just to be on the safe side, because
just
if someone said something to her in between, she could be confused.
Mm-hmm.
When in doubt, don't listen to men. Always listen to the vagina in the group. Because now she's confused, probably.
Absolutely. Probably so. But back to what we were talking about, because
okay,
I'm
what
so,
are we talking
like,
about?
Curious
what
about this.
What
are,
oh,
what
I
are
want
some
to
of
say hello to someone who's listening right now. They
yes,
just,
please
they
do.
Said this. Vaz from India.
Vaz.
Is listening to the show right now.
Vaz from India is always in tunes or in bed with Dr. Sue, and we love and appreciate you.
He's,
those
he's
early
absolutely
morning
wonderful.
Tweets.
So,
absolutely.
Yes, he should be listening to us, and he will hear us talking, so.
Yeah, we
he's
have
a
lot a of amazing
people. Such a good little
tweeter
for us.
Mhm. A lot of amazing people in the chat room. We have, you know, Bubble Butt Sissy. Hey, Sissy.
Muffy.
We have Foot Dawn. And we have the Carpel Show. And we have Yare. So, and we have guests. You know, you can remain anonymous. It's okay. We love you. And we appreciate everyone who's tuned into the show. Yeah, so... Back to the basics of what do you look for, you know, if you was given an advice, what are some of the things that people should look for when they come across a cray-cray individual?
Okay, number one, do not, gentlemen, take her out for dinner first off. And I know women are going to want to smack me in the head for this, but it's actually very true. Just do a coffee date first time out because you don't know. You can't, like, why would you want, and I read... This isn't very financial dominatrix of me, but why would you spend like $70 on a dinner when you don't even know if this chick is can she speak? Because I, honest to God, I have heard some of the most horrendous horror stories. People have forwarded me Match.com profiles that are, to say they're crazy, and these are all women's profiles, just doesn't even sum it up. So that's why I'm saying I think you should back off, which is very pickup artist of me, back off from doing the dinner date the first time out because you're probably going to have to fish through a lot of people. So that's a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, you
so
know,
that-
if you just wait for someone as perfect as you or I, then you have a whole pile of money to spend on us. See, so it's not that bad.
Exactly. And really quick, because we do have Jane Marie on the line at this point, but I just wanted to, you know if you guys heard about that whole episode with Match.com, speaking of Match.com, about the guy who beat up the woman, and now she's suing Match.com, like, for a couple of million dollars because she got beat up, because she met him online and went out for on a date with him.
So it's Match.com's
decided,
fault that she didn't do due diligence.
Exactly.
So
exactly. This is what's happening. Suing Match.com because you went on a date with a cray-cray.
This is the thing, and this is why I'm saying don't expect a guy to do that either. You guys are feeling each other out. You've never met each other. People are completely different between how they are online and on the phone and how they are in person. Whoa, completely different people.
Mm-hmm.
So I just
Absolutely.
Think it's great. So that's tip number one. But let's go and talk to Jane.
Yay. So without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome Miss Jane Marie to the show. How are you doing tonight?
Hi, I'm good. And yourself?
Good. Yay.
How are you, Jane?
I'm good. I'm here cruising through the
Cool. So I
How
understand.
Y'all?
Are you really only 19? Come on.
I'm 20 years old now.
You're 20 now.
I'm 20 in December.
Holy cow. I thought you guys couldn't do porn unless you were 21. Or does it depend on where it's being shot?
I'm not sure, but I'm 18, so that's good.
Holy cow. It just seems like really young. What made you want to get
into
it?
Well, I've always, like, I know it sounds pretty, like, cliche that I've known. I've always been really sexual with my body, even though for, like, being such a young age, but I'm very, like, always been into, like, sexuality and my sexuality, and, you know, I wouldn't mind sharing it with people as I've done, and,
right.
You know,
so do you
like
come from, I'm going to ask you some cliche stuff, do you come from a stable background?
Mm-hmm.
In other words, if you have a mom and a dad and they're still together, and?
No, I guess if you want to put it that way, no, divorced parents, you know, the whole gig, but. That doesn't represent, like, the decisions I make.
No, I know. I'm just, I was being very cliche to see what your background was.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not judging, darling. I don't judge.
I know.
Not going to happen. I like to know what it is that, you know, that's going on inside your head to get into porn. Like,
yeah,
why? I
can, well,
even though you know you're really sexual, it's still a big leap to go, I'm going to do porn.
Yeah, well, my mom, she's a Texas doll, that wouldn't say pushed me into it, but she did, like, you know, point it out there. When I found out she did porn, I was pretty interested because I had never known that she did porn.
Oh, okay.
When
so
she
your did mom
it,
did
it, it was
porn.
Kind of, yeah, it was like, cool. I guess that was my gateway into it, mostly.
Right. That's really
Well, how many phone numbers do you get, like, per second, Jane? Like, how many? Because it has to be a quadrillion.
My phone's pretty busy.
I mean, you're stunning. So I can only imagine how many people are, like, you know, begging to be a part of your world. How many per day, Jane? You could be honest.
Honestly, I don't know. Probably, like, honestly, like, maybe less than definitely 80, but on a daily basis, my phone goes off a lot.
Wow. And how does that, like, sit with you in terms of, are you flattered anymore, or is it just like, oh, God, here we are again?
Of course, I'm always flattered that people want to talk to me. Sometimes, you know, they can catch me in a bad time, but if I know it's a bad time, I simply won't answer, not to be rude.
Right. And I see that you're a tattoo lover, which I am also. So tell me a little bit about your tattoos. Like, what do they represent? Why did you choose those particular, you know, tats?
Mm-hmm. Well, my tattoo, the one that's pretty much trademarked for me, which is my side leopard print tattoo. It was my first tattoo. You know, I wanted something just, I'm really into, like, animal print, so I got that. My Hello Kitty tattoo that I have on my lower left hip. Just a little something I wanted. I'm really girly, and I, you know, do like Hello Kitty a lot, so I decided to get that. I do have these new tattoos on my forearms of Jack and Sally from The Nightmare Before Christmas. That's simply my favorite love story. So that's there. I have a matching tattoo with skull that says live, laugh, love. It's on my shoulder. And I have another one on the cross side that says money beats sex, which is pretty much what my life is pretty much about.
Right. Absolutely. I love them, especially the Hello Kitty, because I'm a fanatic of Hello Kitty myself. So, you know, I was like, you know what? Would it be wrong if I just, you know, bit your idea?
Yeah. I did. I don't know. And then I have also a tattoo on my thigh of a geisha, yeah, the dead geisha.
Really? Interesting. And why did you choose that particular one?
Honestly, it was free. So,
oh, okay. Okay. So I guess that happens all the time for you, huh, Jay Marie? Like, you just, you know, people are just willing to just, like, throw things at your feet, at your beck and call.
Yeah, well, I have a lot of artists, actually, from, like, numerous places that will hit me up on Instagram, on Facebook, on Tumblr, like, begging me to, like, let them ink me up. Mm-hmm. You know, they know that, like, what I do, and they would just, like, love to see, like, my work, their work on me, like, you know, everywhere.
Well, it's advertising for them, really. It's a perfectly viable reason to have them do it. It's no different than getting Angelina Jolie to wear a particular designer gown.
Yeah.
You're out there, you know, people are seeing you, and that's why, you know, they want to get their ink on your body.
Yeah. Definitely.
So do you have any upcoming projects and things that you're working on currently?
I am still in the process of getting content for my website. It's taking, like, a little longer than I thought it would, but I'm getting there. And that's actually why I'm here. I'm already, like, have a bunch of shoots set up with Joyce O'Vara and with Kevin Moore, so Devils also. So there is going to be definitely a lot of new content coming out.
Mm-hmm.
For people who might just be tuning in, you are an adult performer, correct?
Yes.
And you are a T-girl, are you not?
Yeah, T-girl of the year 2013.
Ooh, very nice.
Okay.
Already winning awards. Well done.
Thank you. Yeah, and I'm actually multi-nominated for the Chani Awards, which are coming up on the 17th.
Mm-hmm. Are you nominated? How many times?
4.
Ooh,
wow.
Cool. Here you go.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And then I was nominated for the X-Biz Transsexual Performer of the Year, too. But I didn't win. But I thought it went to a very, very, very well, like, performer, Eva Lynn. She's well deserving of it. So I'm glad she won.
Wow. That's amazing.
That's terrific. I think, you know what, I have a question for you, Jane.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Being as you're only 20,
mm-hmm.
What would you say to other kids who are, you know, 13, 14 and up, and they're struggling with their sexual identity? Because that's a huge thing to have to deal with.
Yeah.
What would you tell them? Because you've obviously not only accepted it, you've embraced it, which is awesome. But what about if you're searching and everyone's saying, no, you shouldn't be that way? What would you say to them?
I would say definitely never, ever, ever listen to what anybody has to say to you. Growing up, I did go through a lot, just like many of us do, but, you know, just know what you want, and as long as you want it and you have a strive to get it, like, go for it. I transitioned in about a year, and I had many complications. I was, like, you know, I guess you could say dressing up and playing the part of a girl for a while, but then I went to a school that was real strict that made me, you know, forcefully be a boy. But as soon as that was over and I graduated, I sure enough, like, got my tits done 3 months later and became the woman I wanted to be, which is where I'm at now.
Mm-hmm.
But how did you get past that whole, okay, now someone's forcing you to be male? Like, that's pretty hardcore. Didn't you get depressed?
Yeah, but I was just like, it's one more year. Like, what am I going to do?
Right. My God, that's a pretty mature attitude. That's pretty amazing that you, because there's a lot of kids out there that are suffering. You know, they're killing themselves and everything else. And it's, I just like to, for them to know that there's light at the end of the tunnel, which obviously there is.
I've always been very mature in my mind because I never, but my parents, separated a very, when I was very young. My grandma pretty much raised me, and she, guided me as much as she could. But she was very old-fashioned, so I kind of, raised myself a little bit, mentality-wise.
Mm-hmm.
So, I got through a lot.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like you've gone through a lot.
So, outside of, your field, are there any other things that you enjoy doing on your own time?
Yeah, I really love being home and, being with my friends, doing the usual stuff. I do plan to getting back into school, very soon. I want to go in for web design because I'm really interested in, that stuff and opening things for myself, just merchandise mm-hmm. and, marketing myself more out there is what I'm trying to do.
Mm-hmm. So have you ever considered, because Dr. Sue just stated, to be 20 years old and have your head on the way you do it, so to speak, have you ever done any motivational speaking of any type or, thought about doing any speaking arrangements for, people that are, going through identity crisis and, people that are making the transition?
I've never looked into it, but if I was ever offered, the opportunity, I definitely would. I'm pretty good at giving advice, not good at taking my own advice like many of us, I'm sure, but, yeah, I'm pretty good, trying to motivate people.
Mm-hmm. That's wonderful. And I think that you would, definitely be an awesome, role model out there for other people to gain from, whether they're going through the transition or not, I'm listening to you now.
So, at this point in time, are you going to remain pre-op, or do you have plans in the future to take yourself right through to being female?
I do actually have plans to go in post-op.
Are you really going to go post? Wow. That's
yeah, I do believe that. I deserve it. It's a very big decision, I agree, but, I feel this is the body I should have always had,
mm-hmm.
and I'm halfway there, so...
That's
my body
cool.
was like a canvas that I beautifully morphed together very perfectly.
No, I totally agree with that. If I may just for 1 second just say mm-hmm. that what I find amazing about the whole entire process is that people are very judgmental about people and their lifestyles, as we know. But everyone alters their look to look like something else. Everyone. I do. We all do.
Oh, big time.
If it's not makeup, if it's not fake hair, if it's not hair color, if it's not nails done, if it's not tweak my eyebrows or I need to get a tummy tuck or whatever it is, we all alter our bodies to look like something different. So I don't see why this is such a big thing for people to be tripping out about.
Definitely.
Be who you feel. Do what you feel. You only live once.
Definitely.
So I applaud you for doing that.
I personally see how, if the government or U.S. sees that transsexuality is some sort of disorder, if they see it like that, then they should be paying for our tips to make us happy or something because, I don't know, labeling it as a disorder to me is a little, too much.
Mm-hmm.
And, I don't know.
I'm sorry, Dr. Sue, you wanted to say something?
No, it's okay. I forgot.
I'm so sorry. Yeah, so totally. I get it. And I see on your website, which is coming along, that you're accepting donations. So how do people go about doing that? Do they just click onto the link and it takes them straight there?
Yeah, and then I get an email saying that they donated so much money.
Mm-hmm. So did you have any New Year's resolutions that you set for yourself?
Not really. I'm more of a just take it day by day kind of girl.
Mm-hmm.
I see it as whatever happens day by day. Okay, that's when I determine what I'm going to do tomorrow or what I'm going to do the next day. What I'm going to do the next day.
So, that was what I was going to ask you. Do you have any plans to go to school or to come up with a secondary career? Because as we all know, at some point, everything starts to slide and the adult industry, isn't very forgiving, as is most of the entertainment industry.
Yeah, I do plan on going back to school. Luckily, there is a really good university in my hometown. So when I'm done with this, I'll definitely be able to be home and get back into school with my sister and, you know, do other stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's awesome. So with that being said, Jane Marie, is it anything that you want to share with your, you know, supporters and things of that nature? And before I even go that far, do you get approached a lot by people that, you know, are fans of yours? I hate that word. I really do. But, I mean, some people just understand fan better than supporters. So when someone that admires you approach you, how do you respond to them?
Well, I get admirers, like, in all kinds of ways, aside from, like, my admirers that know me as Jane. I also have my admirers that know me as, like, me, as Audrey. And, like, on a daily basis, I'll get plenty of, like, Facebook messages from, you know, genetic females to other transsexual girls that tell me how much I inspire them. And, it does, like, really touch me every time I read them. Like, as cliche as that sounds, it really does.
Do you have a blog? So that people can, like, say there's some young kids out there that want to talk to you. Can they talk to you?
Definitely. My blog is iambodybeautiful.tumblr.com. But there's plenty of blogs out there that are under Jane Marie, but I don't really know who's running them, but they're not me. They, like, write them.
Oh, okay. So you've got copycat.
Like,
lucky you.
Yeah, but it's not me. And I'm like, okay.
So what is it at tumblr.com?
I am the bodybeautiful.tumblr.com.
I am the body beautiful, right?
And that's where you can contact me through anonymous messages or if you want to say who you are.
So write that down. It's I am the body beautiful at tumblr.com. Anything that says it's Jane Marie is probably not really Jane Marie.
And if anyone has any questions, now is the time to give us a call in or post your question in the chat room or tweet us at Into Show to let us know, you know, for those shy ones out there, you know, if you want to call in, 818-495-6975 and press 1. We'll be happy to take a few questions. So we have...
Oh, Muffy wants you to know, actually, Muffy just said in the chat room that you are stunning, Jane Marie.
Thank you, Muffy.
Exactly.
But I don't know. No, I'd have to check out Jane Marie's butt because Muffy's butt still, to me, is the best one on Twitter. So got to have butt wars here, guys.
Aw, man. Mine was. No, I'm just kidding. I have none. I have zero booty.
Butt
trust
wars.
Me. Trust me.
Let's all work
okay.
out.
Okay. Yeah. Absolutely. So I guess, you know, everybody has a little stage fright and things of that nature. But Dr. Sue, is there anything else that you wanted to ask Ms. Jane Marie?
No. Is there anything that you want to shout out to anybody, Jane?
No. Just whoever is going to the Tranny Awards, I'm really excited to see everyone, all the performers and everything. I don't really know what to expect, but I'm really interested and excited.
Oh, wait, there is a question here from, sorry, the Kerpel Show wants to know, does winning a Tranny Award give you any kind of validation? Is it like an Oscar? Well, first of all, I can tell you the Oscars of the porn industry are the AVN Awards, and then followed by the Golden Globes, which would be, not AVN, what's the second one?
The XBIZ Awards, I think.
XBIZ, yes. XBIZ is Golden Globe. And then whatever follows, it'd be Tranny, would it not?
The Tranny Awards would be like the MTV Music Awards.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Well,
so does it give you kind of, like, does it give you cred? Does it get you more jobs? You know, do you get more from that?
I would say it gives me more exposure because, you know, if I wasn't just being Jane Marie, I would be, you know, like, winner of, like, just like any other, like, an award that would be given. I mean, I would see it as a big deal, and if I were to win, I mean, I honestly would be very, like, honored, because I don't know, I mean, it's a Tranny Award.
Well, who cares? It's an award,
so
you know?
Girls,
it's like...
There's many wonderful, like, performers aside from me, and I know I'm an amateur, and you know all that, but I do respect all the girls in the industry.
Well, Muffy says here, can fans vote for you and, you know, get you to win the award, or is it done through the industry only?
I think if you go to trannyawards.com, I think all the information is there, aside from ticket pricing and everything.
Awesome. Awesome. And thank you, Dr. Sue. Dr. Sue is so on it. She's in the chat room. She's talking. She's narrating.
She's making us dinner.
Exactly. She's making us dinner. She's just doing it up tonight. So, Jane Marie, tell everybody where they can follow you to stay in tune with all your updates and all the awesome and yummy things that surround you.
You can follow me on my Twitter page, which is at the Jane Marie. And my Tumblr, which I gave earlier, which is iamthepotofbeautiful.tumblr.com. And my YouTube, if you want to search T.S. Jane Marie, there's plenty of little clips there for you to watch.
And your Twitter?
Excuse me?
And your Twitter?
Twitter is at the Jane Marie.
Yes.
The Jane Marie.
So,
keep that in mind, you guys.
Go and follow her and support and stay
follow
in tune.
Follow her and tell her how much you love her work. They, you know, you can't hear that too much.
Exactly.
Make me feel pretty.
Exactly. So, Jane Marie, I just want to thank you so much for being receptive to my request to come on the show so we can gain on you. I think that you're amazing, you're beautiful, and you have so much ahead of you, and I look forward to, you know, being a part of that along your journey. So we're family, so we're here when you need us. And anytime you know we can do anything to help support you, let us know.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. And you have a good night.
Thank you,
Jane. Good night.
Good night.
Aw, sweetumton.
Isn't she
cute? She's a sweetie pants. Yeah, definitely.
Very, very cute.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, I just, you know, when things like this go down, period, especially these type of shows in terms of people that are different from, you know, people's perspective, I just feel inspired.
Mm-hmm.
I really do.
I surround myself with these people all day long. It's absolutely marvelous, and I keep trying to get them to accept who they are, accept what they enjoy, and just kick back and enjoy what they want to enjoy. The problem is, we in this society, it's more like we come down on each other. It's instead of saying, okay, that's going on in his backyard, I don't need to worry about it. No. Everybody has to worry about what's going on in somebody else's backyard. And if you don't understand it, then you fear it. And if you fear it, you tend to throw rocks at it. And it's so stupid. They're human beings. Just like everybody else is, we're all the same.
We're all altered. That's it. That's how I look at it.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you, you know, in your expertise, in your opinion, through your experience, what are some of the ways that people can kind of start trying to, you know, redefine themselves in a sense, like to make those transitions within themselves to let go of, like, being judgmental? Because I know that it has to
letting go. Yeah, the trick is letting go of the feeling of this isn't easy. I still suffer from this one. Letting go of what other people think about you. And that's a very difficult thing to do. It's one of the biggest hurdles that you have to get over is, you know, just saying, okay, you know what? I'm going to live my life for myself. I don't care what anybody thinks of me. And I'm just going to keep moving forward, technically with blinders on.
Mm-hmm.
It's not an easy thing to do, but it is the mm-hmm. only way that you are going to be able to, you know, not get mired down with all the negativity and, you know, the whole, oh, what if I'm not normal? That's the biggest question I'm asked. Is it normal? What's normal? Seriously. It's completely relative to whoever is speaking the word.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think that, you know, that should be a focus, people, like trying every, you know, a day, just once a week, even if it's once a week, take something that you know is not okay, write it on a paper, rip it up, throw it away, and be done with it.
Exactly.
Like, I'm tired of being this way. Be better. Do better. You can do it.
And we have this huge stigma of, we've all been taught, especially if you come from any kind of a religious background, that if something feels good, if you are happy, something must be wrong. You can't possibly, you know, if it feels good, uh-oh. Because think about it. Everything that feels good, someone is standing there with their finger out, pointing at it, waving at it, and saying, you know, oh, well, you know, you shouldn't be doing that. Chocolate's good one day, chocolate's not good the next day. Coffee's good one day, it's not good the next. You can't keep up with that crap.
Exactly.
You can't be done. Kitten mitten! Kitten mitten in the house.
I know. Queen Kitty. It's just, it's you know, it's crazy, but hopefully, you know, each time that, you know, In Bed with Dr. Sue is on or the Intern Show is on or anything that you guys like to hone in on that's positive, you know, you embrace something out of each time you tune in. Because I know that, you know, just talking back and forth and, you know, gaining on everyone, I get to see myself from a different perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, slowly but surely start doing better with things I lack in.
And try to remember, everybody, that even though someone may be sitting there with a great big smile on their face, you don't know what inner demons they have. You don't know what their turmoil is, what they're dealing with in their life. So, you know, don't judge everybody. I wish everybody would stop judging each other. It's just so ridiculous. Because there's someone there for everyone. You know, and that doesn't matter, even if it's in business. There's someone there for everyone.
Mhm. Absolutely.
So stop worrying about it and stop making everything a competition.
So true. So true. I have met this lady tonight, and I wanted to share this really, really quick with everyone of how inspirational she was to me and knowing her for less than 45 minutes. She witnessed, you know, her siblings being molested, but mm-hmm. she was never the one molested. So when she used to tell her parents, she used to get beat and told that she was lying and that, you know, that never happened. So every time it happened, she was beat and told that this never happened. Mm-hmm. So as time went on, she started just to believe that she couldn't see because she was being told by the parents, the ones that we look up to, that it wasn't happening and she doesn't see it and it never happened. Mm-hmm. So long story short, she winds up going blind, legally blind mm-hmm. in her eyes, you know, both eyes, couldn't see anything. And from like 11 years old to 35, she was legally blind.
Mm-hmm.
When she turned 36, and her mother and her father finally accepted the fact that this is what happened and was honest with her and said that this is what happened, she got her sight back.
Yep.
And now she's walking around and can see me, see you, although she wears glasses. So mm-hmm. I just thought that was like one of those like stories where it was just like maybe self-consciously her eyes or her mind shut down because she was being constantly told that she don't see. So she just
that is
went blind, period.
What happened. But what's interesting in this story, where it's, there's a certain thing in this story that I don't know if anyone picked up on. In order for a doctor to declare you legally blind, they have to be able to see something. So that tells me that it wasn't just a psychosomatic response to someone saying, you didn't see, you didn't see, you didn't see. So because if it was a psychosomatic blindness, when she had her eyes tested, they would be able to see that she could see fine. But that it was just mm-hmm. it's a form of hyper, I can't even remember the word now. Whatever. Mm-hmm. Anyways, it's your mind screwing around and giving you what you want.
Right.
Right? Essentially, that's what it was. You don't see, you don't see. Classic. But what's interesting in this is for her to be declared legally blind, that means she not only changed within her mind, she changed herself chemically
mm-hmm.
to change her vision to become legally blind, and then changed it back again. That, my friends, is what every single one of you can do.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to believe you can do it. As soon as the block was away, as soon as someone said, she's right, this did happen, it took the block away. You
mm-hmm.
can cure yourself of anything overnight. I don't care what it is. So that to me is more interesting, is the fact that she was declared legally blind.
Mhm. I couldn't believe it. She showed the paperwork and everything about, mm-hmm. you know, how long she's going on with this condition. And, yeah, now she's walking around. But, you know, it kind of like bifocals on, but she's perfectly fine. And the sweetest person, and you can just feel the energy from her as just like an angel. She's just so, you know, just one of those people that you walk up on and meet, and you're like, wow, that's powerful. Mm-hmm. And she's not even doing anything to try to be seen. It's just her aura exudes this,
because
you know.
She did it.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, what she's done, you're looking at someone who is completely lined up with who she really is. Those are the people that you see that you just kind of go, wow. And they seem so calm and so happy and serene.
Mm-hmm.
And just like you said, have a glow about them. Because they get it. You'll find they're the most non-judgmental, don't care about very much of anything, because they've seen it. They've seen the light, as it were.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why they're coming off as being that relaxed and that, you know, together. They're more spiritually evolved as of what happened.
Right. Right. But I just wanted to share that with you guys. Like Dr. Sue said, that you can, and we do have the capabilities of changing
mm-hmm.
things in our lives. Now, I had another one that I wanted to throw at you, Doc.
Okay.
And this one was about, like, okay, penetration.
Okay.
And does it wear down, when does a woman's body wear down in that area over a course of time? And does it just, like, take away from the relationship if and the
oh.
man gets turned off with the woman after he, like, wears down that area?
No, it's not going to ever, because what you're looking at, the vaginal walls is a muscle. So like any other muscle, that's the reason why they get you to do Kegels. So if a woman's had, you know, 6 children, yes, her vagina is going to be stretched. It's not going to go bouncing back to the way it was when it was 20. Just like if you, you know, suddenly gained 200 pounds and then lost it, you're probably going to have leftover skin. It's
mm-hmm.
the same idea. However, if it's just she hasn't had any kids, or maybe she's had kids and they're all C-section, and whatever it is, whether it's her partner or her partner's using a toy or whatever, it shouldn't make any difference. It's meant to stretch and go back into shape. It's not that penetration over a certain amount of time is going to break anything down or make it less desirable. Only, like I said, if for some reason she's been stretched out. If she's with a guy who's really big and then dumps him and goes to a guy who's small, you're probably going to notice that there's a difference there because it's used to the bigger penis, so it's been stretched out. Doesn't mean you can't get it back into shape. You can. You can do your Kegels. But it's not a matter of penetration over time wears down the vagina. No, that's ridiculous.
Oh, okay.
No.
Thanks for clearing that up for me. I was wondering.
I don't want to know.
I was wondering. I'm like, you know, do
no,
men
doesn't.
Still,
it
you
really
know, because there's so many, I overheard this conversation, and there's guys that are saying, hey, you know, her thing was worn out, and I didn't want to deal with it no more. And the response to that was, well, you did it. And I'm just like, really? Does that happen? Do people really
no.
get worn
like
down
I
like
said,
that?
It depends. If the guy got with her, and then since the guy first got with her, and she, like I said, if she's had 3 of his damn children, and now he's saying, well, yeah, she's worn out, well, yeah, she's probably a little bit stretched out, and, you know, what do you expect? But to say
mm-hmm.
that it's just from his dick, not unless he's, like, gigantic and the guy behind him is tiny, like, no, it's a muscle. It stretches. It goes backwards and forwards. But you do have to keep it up by doing your Kegels. No, that just sounds like rubbish male talk from the sounds of it.
Okay.
Men.
I was a little bit curious. I was like, this is a couch question. I got to remember this one.
Good, you wrote it down.
No, I actually didn't. It's just, you know, I had it ready. I had it to the frontal lobe waiting for the couch so I can ask
cool.
these questions.
Howie's so, here. Hi, Howie.
Hey, Howie, just noticed.
And
if anyone has any questions, you know, really quick, we have a few minutes left to the show. And
no issues.
You know,
I have a story to tell you. It's actually a story I was going to tell you the past two shows, and I never get a chance
Yay,
to
Yay, tell me.
There is a town in Texas. I just wanted to know if anyone's noticed this or not. There's a town in Texas that has decided to put sugar in its drinking water.
What?
Because rather than have the whole town be super fat because they're drinking soda, we're going to pull them back to drinking water by putting sugar in the water. Now, I listened to
wow.
the interview with the guy who runs the water and sewer in this town. First of all, I thought it was a joke. Because this guy is about as southern country bumpkin as you can possibly get. I honestly thought, are you kidding me? This has to be a joke. That's how funny he was. But no, they've done this. What he said was, and I kid you not, he comes out in his major southern drawl and says, well, you know, you got to get used to it because when you step out of the shower, you're a little sticky. But after a while, you get used to it.
Wow.
So, and they had to warn diabetics because there's sugar in the water. Like, I understand the premise, but what do you think?
I think that is ridiculous. Like, why?
They're doing it, yeah.
Why?
And now people
why?
Are drinking water like crazy. Well, yeah, but what you should do now is slowly take the sugar back out. But they're not doing that. So what's the difference between your pop and a glass of water now?
Exactly. I mean, that is outrageous. That's outrageous.
It was fascinating to sit there and listen to this thing because it honestly sounded like something you would expect to see on Saturday Night Live. Honestly, I'm just sitting here going, this has to be a joke because this guy was so cliche. He was like a little cartoon character of who you think of when you think of southern states. And I'm
wow.
like, can't be real, but it is. They're putting sugar in the water to get you to drink more water. Okay. Gotta
I mean,
wonder.
Really, I can't even get it. So you like so bathing in it, you get a little sticky, but then you'll be okay.
That's what they said.
Wow.
And they're recommending that you drink your 8 glasses of water a day, but they're recommending if you're diabetic, you should really keep it down to, say, 3 or 4.
Wow. I tell you, what are they going to think of next? That's what I want to know.
I'm sorry, Dawn. Okay, yes, it's pop. But the I was trying to make it more generic for everybody to understand. Soda, pop. I say pop, too, but other people say soda. Give me a break.
Soda and pop.
Soda pop.
Soda pop. Yeah, there we go.
That's
there
right, I am. And that's not even a really good Michigan speak. I'm actually doing more Wisconsin, don't you know?
So if they think the obesity rate is up now, I mean, really?
Well, this is it just, you know, oh, what else did I hear? This is another good one. Instead of working on getting people healthier, what they're doing is they're now making booths in restaurants, like, wider between the table and the seat. They have to because everyone that's coming into these, you know, restaurants are getting – they can't fit into the booths, so they've had to redesign booths. That's
they
how
are...
obese the northern state – that like, what is it, North America is.
You know, it's weird to me how they're trying to charge us all these taxes on sugary things and et cetera. They put all the worst foods in certain areas that are poor, low income, so they can kill themselves faster. But now you're recommending, okay, no supersizes in some places. Put the calorie count on there, but then stretch the tables out so they can kill themselves.
You can accommodate
but kill
the
themselves with room.
Already fat. Yeah.
Exactly. Charge you two
yep.
seats for an airplane ticket. Because you're too fat to stay in one. Like, what the hell do people want from you? Do you want me fat or you want me healthy? I don't know.
That's what I mean. It's like you're... It's the same thing with Joe ran into, he was going to join a gym, mostly because he wanted to be able to shower across the street from where he works.
Mm-hmm.
But his insurance won't cover the gym. Why
mm-hmm.
wouldn't you cover a gym? It just,
yeah.
It's like they'll only cover you if you, you know, are so obese that you now have to have gastric bypass surgery. That's okay. But to try and get someone healthy and keep them that way from the get-go, fine. Yeah, like they just,
yeah.
they don't get it. It's
yeah.
good money after bad. It makes no sense, but that's typical corporate stuff.
Absolutely. 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 And it's just getting worse and worse and worse and worse. And the biggest thing that's happening in New York, and I don't know if you guys, you know, get any kind of like inklings of what's happening on this part of the world, but people
Snow
are getting. Going, they're going crazy, like over here with rapes.
No, rapes? I was going to say Snowmageddon. You guys are supposed to be.
No, rapes. Like they're running rampant.
Rapes? Who's raping?
Rapes. Everybody, every day.
Everybody's raping everybody. Where's this party? I haven't gotten a memo.
I'm telling
what
you.
What the hell?
I want to know what's on people's biscuits. Like, what's on your mind? Like, why are people doing this? I don't understand.
You cannot
Maybe.
Tell me that there's not enough bitches out there giving it away for free, because I ain't going to buy that one. So what? Tell her to act surprised. Tell her to say, oh, no. Like, come on. You don't need to actually go out and do it. Are you that hard up? Are you that pathetic?
Right. Really? What happened to good old-fashioned, like, hand jobs? Like, why are people running around assaulting?
Because it's a power thing.
Wow.
They get off on the fact that they are terrorizing their victim. It has really nothing to do with sex, as we've all been taught. It
okay.
really doesn't. He's getting off on the power. He's not getting off on the fact that he's fucking some broad. That's just
mm-hmm.
like added bonus. But where is this going on? Just in New York or just like where is it?
Like every day
Yonkers
for the last
or?
2 weeks since the last show, not in Yonkers, but like in Brooklyn, Queens, you know, Manhattan, the Bronx, like all of this is just like every day on the news. I watch the news every morning as I get ready for work. And it's just crazy with that right now. That's all
so,
you hear in the
maybe
news.
Maybe it's like the middle of winter and people aren't getting any and they're getting like cabin fever, so they're going out and jumping everybody. I don't know. It's weird.
Yeah, and the second thing that's going rampant is, you know, guys, be careful with people that are dressing up to, you know, as delivery guys, as police officers, because they're coming into people's homes and, you know, robbing them.
Home invasions? Yeah.
Yes. Those are, like, running rampant out here as well. People are dressed up as police officers and UPS delivery trucks.
Yep.
And anyone who knows, you know, they have uniform stores, you can just go in there and buy uniforms.
Oh, yeah, totally. As a matter of fact, when I was running the store,
mm-hmm.
we used to get in costumes for people because we did that as well. It's like we did everything. And I remember when we used to get our costume catalogs, they had Ronald McDonald in there, but you couldn't order Ronald McDonald.
Why?
Think about it. What
well,
could
why
you do
would
with
they
Ronald
have it in
McDonald?
The books then?
If you're a pedophile and you're dressed as Ronald McDonald, what do you think you can do?
Give me more burgers and fries. But
oh, yeah, you're going to be getting yourself a lot of little tiny burgers and fries. Think about it. It's a great way to lure children, right?
Absolutely.
So that you can't buy
way.
That costume. So how it is that you can walk in and just buy a UPS costume without saying, okay, yes, here's my credentials and I work for UPS.
Mm-hmm.
That's stupid.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that was my next point. Like, why aren't they carding people to show identification, verifying their...
Because if you think about it, it's you can't deny someone buying something. That's, hello, we live in a free country.
Mm-hmm.
That's the problem. And if the guy down the street isn't going to sell it to him, then he can certainly get it online, no problem.
Mm-hmm.
That's why.
It's
anything
ridiculous.
You want online.
I'll tell you. I can't handle it. It's too much for my bones. It's too much for
you
these old bones.
You can buy chemicals to make your own drugs.
Uh-huh.
It's crazy.
It is crazy, and it's all accessible to us, and with I think people need to start paying attention to is the fact that all of us, we travel, and we've been on different parts of town, the ones that are really high end to middle class to lower class. So we've been through places like that through our journeys. And if you notice, a lot of this crap that's happening is always in the lower class people, destroying their communities and themselves.
Because they get tired of being shit on. People can only take being shit on for so long before they crack. Look at the guy that's in L.A. right now, because L.A. is going bananas because there's a former cop who's running around killing other cops right now. What I found interesting about that is he's a black male. Why
really?
Do I find that interesting? Most black males don't end up doing stuff like this. They really don't. It's usually white males between 30 and 40.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of interesting. I mean, everyone's cracking. Everyone's reaching their boiling point. There are lines in the sand. And you just can't take it. I mean, the guy was, there's all kinds of stuff that he was saying. He was, had this whole dissertation thing done and was thanking, or not thanking, but yeah, well, thanking some certain stars and things like that. Because he told everybody that he's going out to do this.
Mm.
And he's a former LA cop. And he said, you know, I'm going to use every tactical ability I have. And I'm going to take down as many as I can.
Wow.
Now, this guy sounds totally intelligent, and if most people you'll find, you know, the ones that go in and blow people up all of a sudden in the in schools or in theaters or, you know, in universities, stuff like that, you'll notice that they are very intelligent because there is a fine line between genius and insanity.
Mm-hmm. So that cop, was he caught or what's happening?
Oh, no, they're still
story?
Looking for him. They're still looking for him. As far as I know, I don't think he's been caught yet. He's just leaving a trail where he's going, which is interesting.
Wow. Oh, well, guys, I mean, that's it's interesting, and that about wraps it up for the couch
it
for
does.
This evening.
We're going to put the pull-out couch back again.
We're gonna pull the bed out now, and we're gonna go to bed.
Oh,
in.
We're gonna pull it out now. Okay.
We're gonna pull it out, but we definitely want Dr. Sue to do the roll call.
We will. Okay, we're going to do our evening with Romper Room. We're going to say thank you to everyone in the chat room, including Altitude and Bubble Butt, who's Muffy, and Footboy Don, and Howie. And Ray, and Kitten Mitten, Queen Kitten. We thank you all very much for coming and playing our game.
Yay.
We don't have party prizes for you. Deal with it.
Exactly. We still love you. Now tell everybody that's tuned in for the first time where they can find the beautiful Dr. Sue.
Well, very soon, I'm hoping in a week or so, that my show is going to have its own website finished. I'm still working on it. I'm loading up all the old shows and stuff. But right now, you can get me at the Dr. Sue Review, which is still going to go on. That's my blog. And you can find me on Blog Talk Radio right here at In Bed with Dr. Sue, and soon to be InBedWithDrSue.com. You can actually go over there if there's not much there right now. And on Twitter, at Dr. Sue. Dr. Sue, but make sure you spell out the word doctor, or you'll get the wrong
That's
one.
Right. And we don't want the wrong one ever telling us anything, ever. We don't
well,
want a
very intelligent
tag.
Woman. I wouldn't shoot her. You know, she's an intelligent lady.
Well, that's fine, but she's not Dr. Sue. You know,
no, she's
no
not
disrespect.
Me. Often imitated.
She's really not.
Right. But not me.
Exactly, and we don't ever want to make that mistake, ever, ever, ever. So, you know, no disrespect to the other Dr. Sue, but our Dr. Sue is the awesomeness, awesome of awesome. So, yeah, we can't get that twisted.
Yeah,
so I just
right.
want to thank everybody. I just want to thank everybody for tuning in with us tonight on the couch. I want to give a big shout out to Ms. Jane Marie again for coming on the couch and, you know, sharing her story with us. And next time we come on, we're going to be talking to Goddess Belladonna, and we're going to be talking to Chocolate Dom from Twitter.
Bella and my chocolate.
Okay, vanilla
Two
and chocolate.
Two very lovely
mix.
Ladies. You guys will absolutely adore both of them.
and I can't wait. So until the next time, ladies and gents, I want to thank you so much for, you know, staying in tune with us. Beth, thank you for everything.
Thank you, everybody, for tuning in, and we always appreciate it. And I will see you guys back in the bed in 2 weeks.
Have a good night, Doc.
Good night.
Yay, guys. I love Dr. Sue, and I love you all. Thank you so much for, you know, your continuous support of In Bed with Dr. Sue, the Dr. Sue Review, and the Intune Show. If you're not following on Twitter, follow at Dr. Sue, DocTorSue, and Intune Show at NtuneDShow. Thank you all for being amazing, and I'll see you guys in a few weeks. Until then, I'll catch you guys on Twitter. Have a good night.
I'm in tune, I'm in tune, I'm in tune, in tune, in tune, about to take it to the moon, let's go.
Take it.